It is clear for all of us that God wants us to be like us. He wants us to be like us in His Son. And in these cast are the saints and the sinners. But the stories go forward because God has wanted men and women to be free. And if it is true that when men misuse his freedom, God cast him out of the paradise, it is also true that he made a promise. A man left the paradise with hope. Sinner, but with hope. Men and women do not walk their way alone, but God always walks with us. Because God made the choice. He opted for the time, not for the moment, because He is a God of time. He is a God of history. He is a God who walks with His children. And this until the fullness of time when His Son became a man. God was and walked with the righteous and the sinner. What would everyone to get the encounter, to the definitive encounter of a human with him? And how was that encounter? We are living today that encounter. The gospel today is the history of the one who came in our midst, and the one who was, that who have no place to born and just to be in a simple manger. God was the one who walked alone with Mary and Joseph to be with us. And by walking with Mary and Joseph, they also learn about patience. They learn about to trust him and to have patience in him. Patience that he had will all these, will have all us, all the generations. With all these people who would like to walk with Jesus, they will leave his story of grace. They will leave the story of love. Today, it is clear that God wants us to be one of us because he wants all of us to become conformed to the image of his Son. And from the moment that he was giving us freedom in the creation until today, he continued being in our midst and continuing walking through our history. Mary was always the mother not only for the Son of God, but the Virgin and the mother of all of us, the holy, the sinless, the pure, the chosen to become the mother of God and see the story that is behind in our way to be not just forget it, but to be able that we can be rescued of the one who sinned. How do we walk with Jesus? How do you want to walk with Jesus? How do I want to walk with Jesus? Do we let God walk with us? Do we let God to be born in our home? But not just the home that is the physical place that we live with, but the home that is in our hearts. Do we let him to care for us, to help us, to forgive us, to take us forward? Do we want Jesus be always and forever? This will be the beginning and the end of our path with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because today, we just met him. Today, we just follow the star who gave us the opportunity to know where he born. But also today, we begin the journey of the one who's gonna give us the forgiveness and the freedom and the love. Only he is the one who is able to give us what we destroy in the beginning. But today, he always will give us the joy and the happiness that all human beings deserve in this earth.